beginning.
所以从起初, 神就知道,
because Jesus was the Lamb that was slain before the foundations of the world. That doesn't mean he died before the foundations of the world. He died in 30 AD in Jerusalem.
就西元33年在耶路撒冷那个时候他才死。
But the plan was determined and finalized before the foundation of the world.
但是这整个计划是在创世之前就已经预定决定好的。
And it could never be turned back.
而且是没有办法扭转回去的。
Because when the Father and the Son agreed that this would happen, it was final.
因为当父神跟子神一起同意的时候，这个事情就已经定案了。
But the point is this.
但我的重点是,
that before the foundation of the world, God knew that many people would say no to him.
所以就是说在创世以前，父神就已经知道说会有许多人类会拒绝他。
He knew that he in fact would not have their heart.
所以他知道说他可能至终是得不到他们的心。
But he created the human race anyway.
但他还是的创造了人类。
This is remarkable that God had so much passion for true relationship that he was willing to have many not respond to him.
所以你想到说神为了渴望得到一个真正的这样的一个关系，神是那样的迫切，他甚至愿意好像即使他们当中很多人会拒绝他。
So we see the negative side of this choice.
所以我们看到我们有这样的选择的一个负面的这个这一面。
But let's look at the positive side.
但同时我们来看这个正面。
Think how valuable we are to God's heart that he devised a plan like this.
所以你要想当神这样有这样的设计的时候，我们这些人对他是何等有价值。
He is really committed to having a love relationship with us. This is the only thing in the Bible that God seeks.
这是圣经里面讲到唯一的一件是神这样子寻求的。
It's the only thing that he wants that he does not yet have in fullness.
这是唯一的一件就是说他渴望拥有，但他却还没有完全得着的。
There are still many people that are going to receive him, but they have not yet.
就在现在有许多的人，他们也许将来会接受神，但是目前还没有。
And God is still seeking for them.
而神仍然在寻求他们。
Jesus said that God seek, I mean Jesus came to seek and save that which was lost.
所以耶稣来就是要来寻找那些迷失的。
That's the same principle.
这是同样的一个原则。
He was seeking for the response of human beings in love to him.
就是他在寻找那个人类会在爱中对他有所回应的。
Now all of creation will obey Jesus.
就是所有一切的创造物都会顺服，顺从耶稣。
The saints in heaven,
就是在天上的这些圣徒,
and the angels,
天使,
they will bow their knee and they will obey him and worship him.
他们会屈膝来顺服他，来敬拜他。
The unbelievers and the devils in hell,
就是在地狱里面的。